So again, Rinpoche asks everyone to develop the proper motivation, which is to listen to this teaching, being motivated by love and compassion for all sentient beings that suffer, not having realized the true nature of mind, which is synonymous with nirvana, that is pure by nature.
Et donc, l'enseignement de ce soir est la continuité de l'enseignement de ce matin sur ce texte qui s'appelle la différenciation entre les phénomènes tels qu'ils se manifestent et leur nature propre. Dans cette étude, nous en étions restés ce matin au résumé de la distinction entre ce qu'on pouvait appeler les phénomènes communs à tous les êtres et les phénomènes particuliers ou spécifiques à chacun. Et donc, nous avions vu donc, ce matin l'étude résumée de cette différence entre les deux. Et ce soir, nous allons donc continuer par l'étude développée, l'analyse développée des phénomènes donc, communs et spécifiques.
So the root text then first enumerates these dharmas as follows: birth, expressions, help, defeat, benefit, harm, qualities and defects, are dharmas that are shared with others. That is to say, the experience of these is shared with others. As beings interact, thus becoming the dominant condition and the principal cause for the sharing of these dharmas or the experience of these dharmas.
Ta no jin jik tin do ten ji kap so sim chi thumong na wa yin bar ten bar he di kap je te ta sim chi ji chu la ten ne thumong wa ta thumong ma yin ba ni yo ba le sim chi ji de ba chu thumong wa ten ba kap
so this morning it was then explained that beings perceive this world in the Dovar Rik Tuki Jikten Digi Tom
No Jinjikten No Jinjikten Tumon by Hietaro, take on my Hietas.
Larry
Tandekab to Tumon the Tumon by the same gingitude. Same gingitude to Mon than Tumon by take you. Tillet and that Tumon water.
So previously it was explained that a specific world, like this world, for example, is then a phenomenon that is shared by beings within that world. The experience of or perception of the external world is shared by the beings in that specific world. So that's what has been previously mentioned then related to sharing the perception of the external world. Today's teaching then relates to dharmas that comprise the realms of sentient beings. The different experiences of sentient beings. As we saw, this is divided into those that are shared and those that are not shared. This evening's teaching then is concerned with explaining the dharmas that are shared with others or the experiences of dharmas that are shared with others.
Ta tsab tsik de he tsur ye wang dos he tsur ye wang dos na tang bo tsing de tsik dong he ban ne kan som je sim chin je kan je de be chu de la tumong dang tumong ma ye ba ni ye ba le tumong do chur ba de ya che dar ya che na kan de yin che na ngan ne che ba ngan ne che ba tumong ba da Lutang ake tanyin number reper se ba tumon wata, tumon du jurbata. Yenje yen jisu zoma tumon du jurbata. Yenje tsarch yenje yen tsarch yoba tumon du jurbata. Pin dog ba tang ne, pin dog ba tang ne, no ba se ba tumon du jurbata. Jihu latine, jihu yun tin, jin latine de. Tuba soji yun din ji ba tu mong du jir ba tang. Yang do cha dang kong ro soji jun jun wa nam nem ter nam nam hi ji wa la sim jin jik la jik pen chun do dag bo yi jin du jir ba. Ni ji pen chun ju se ba yin ba di se na da da na nan jor tu mong wa hi sa wo. Ta cik dong re. Jihu Gigin Latine Yin Lopok Nana to soak you in Tinjeba. Jig Kondro Jin Latine, young Mangola Kondro Jeba. Tender Hore Jig Kondro Latine, young Mangola Kondro Jig, Tender Hose.
So, as we have seen, there are four ways of explaining a specific subject. Rinpoche starts with the first, as we have seen, that relates to giving the meaning of the words in the text in progressive order. Now, as we saw, this part deals with explaining common experiences in relation to specific phenomena or dharmas. There are those, then, as we have seen, that are shared with others and those that are not. This part then relates to the ones that are shared with others. And it is the dharmas that comprise the realms of sentient beings. This is then as follows. There was the enumeration in the root text, which is explained as follows. So it concerns, or these dharmas are birth from a womb, physical and verbal expressions, physical and verbal expressions that are evident to everybody, that are perceived or seen by anyone, by a great number of people, that then perceive these or see these in the same way. Then there was help, which relates to helping others. There was defeat, relating to defeating others. Then there is benefit and harm. There was qualities, which relates to developing qualities through, for example, listening to the teachings of somebody, a teacher, independence upon this person. Then, for example, many students, many others develop qualities. There is then the opposite, faults or defects, such as attachment, anger, and so on. Now, the anger of one person may result in that many people develop anger, and so on. Yes? Pardon? Which part? No, it's help and defeat. To help others, and tsarchöpa is defeat. Benefit, nöpa, harm. Well, they are kind of similar, but Rinpoche will explain in what way they are different later. No. So, independence upon the experiences of these dharmas, of these phenomena, then a consciousness will arise. And in this context, the consciousness then arises in dependence upon another person. So, beings then are the dominant condition as well as the principal cause for the sharing of these dharmas. And it is for that reason they are referred to as dharmas that are shared with others. That is to say that the experience of, or the experiences of these dharmas are shared with others. It's not something, or it's not completely a personal experience, but shared with others.
Pama ni je saun le, pama ni je saun ni le, saun le, linji se jin, sepe jo tumon wa ti, jo tumon wa rang le, pama ni je saun dan som so gara wa, jo tumon wa ti, tumon ga jo ti, ndrevo ngan ni jebo lutro pa tabo ti, jeba tumon wa re. Linjik sepe tene te jo tanda pam rang le te jo rawa te ta linjik do pama ni je saun ye rawa te linjik do jo sepa je wala cho sepa
Now we've come to the second way of explaining a specific subject, which is a detailed explanation. So, in terms of birth from a womb, that would be explained as follows, namely that birth from a womb is an experience that one shares with other beings. The principal cause for taking birth is one's own karma. Then there is a contributing condition, which is the semen from the father and the egg in the womb of the future mother. These two then are a contributing condition that occurs simultaneously with the principal cause, namely one's personal karma. And as a result, one's body will grow and form in the womb, and finally one takes birth, that is birth from a womb.
Et donc, si l'on prend maintenant
les... Tene, pama ni je saon karman tso na yang, le je bakcha de nebe nam hi de ma tso na, tene ngan ne jebe lu de tro me se pari.
So, as we saw, it is one's own karma, and the semen of the father and the egg in... the womb of the mother, in the Tibetan tradition referred to as the white and red elements, that then is one of the causes and one of the contributing conditions for taking birth. Now, without a consciousness that has specific habitual tendencies or patterns in conjunction with these causes and conditions, birth wouldn't be possible. Birth would not occur.
Tani tumong wa nyam tu churpa te kar re. Kansa yin je lu je namba reksi lu je da tang. Gakpa da tang, drupa da la sopa da tang ya yore. Lu je da tang, jikcha ke da tang, da manda wa yore. Lu je da tang, nga ki cek ma ba, tani ma ba. number exige corners, number exige luge date make motion tung yore. Nagat tani te danda nab nam hiki musur regure, this and a number exisere. Musur gayapa. Number exite need a corte. Corse jeti curmam sete. Teni yin tawatan, luge number exige das a palatin de yin tawatan. Pag and the talas in the day, mum and book is hooked in Tungri. That in a pass in a zumotina, mum and bupena langbuchi yuna, lamsan kangi and Tungrava. The luge number exige corne, tumong the langbuchi the tone. Na mava solely, na mava said the pag and langbuchi and dogs and a young kangi. Tanya the tumong the journey, then a language in Tongarewa, then row. Yin tawatang, yin language tawa tawatang, language tawa tanya, mawalan jubate, tanya tumong the jubba. Tanya tang, number exi, tanya tang, that tumong the jubba.
The second dharma was then expressions relating to physical and verbal expressions. So independence upon signs made by others, for example pointing to something, or independence on verbal expressions, then other people will, their attention will turn to something. Independence upon one person's expression, whether physical or verbal, a greater number of people's attention will be turned towards something. So there are physical expressions, such as pointing with one's finger and so on. Then there are verbal expressions through which people's attention is turned towards something, directed towards something. So through expressions, then one may prevent people from turning their attention in a certain direction, or one may encourage people to turn their direction towards, turn their attention towards a certain thing. So if, for example, there is an elephant in the neighborhood and a person somebody sees this elephant, by pointing to it, he encourages, for example, a group of people to look in that direction. So independence upon him pointing to the elephant, then a greater number of people will turn their attention to the elephant. Or if he says there is an elephant over there, then independence upon that verbal expression, a great number of people, their attention will then turn towards that elephant. So in this way, expressions then of one person may turn the attention of many towards something. This sort of experience is then an experience shared with others.
Yes, Mason Toya, but Toya, it is. Berna, Danda, Dada, Tani, Sepa, Pole, and Nepa Chichong, and Chepa Yere. Mokahi, Nepa Chambo Yere, Datina, Tene Mumambo, Pena, Mumbum, Rata, Nani, Datin Baina, Gab Datina, Mumambo, Tene, Tawapo, Kamche, Torva, Torva, and Jorte, Gabu Yuata. Magab Datina, same Magab Torva, Tobu Yere. Then it tani yang tani yabu hiena, sem gavatia topa. Tani dukia hiena, yang sem gavatian rau, yetuva neva yore.
Boom, tamako in
mana. Re tate tsunzirawa, mamang binazena.
Then people are different as to how effective their expressions are, so to speak, the effect. Their expressions produce. Some people then are very powerful through their physical and verbal expressions. then they are able to produce a certain feeling or experience in the minds of a great number of people. Such a powerful people, such a powerful person, through his physical expressions or through his verbal expressions, may induce like or dislike within a great number of people.
Tehindo, tam, jisu zonga da tsar jebe jeba kare sana, tehindo, jeki jek zedu, semchin jeki jek chuhye te jisu zonga, sanzeng se jeda nor longjo re. Sanzeng ke goni note te jisu zonga da. Note pa la sopa, chuhye pa ta, note pa la sopa te jisu zonga re. Tsar jeba se jeda kare sana, Hyanjeba se jitu zueba jeba, ka Hyanjeba. Hyanjeba dang, Hyanjeba yin pamba dang. Yotreba se jitu mantok jeba, yuntok. Yotreba mantok ba. Yotreba so jigoni, jik pamba seba de, yang, dene, tumong do jorba re.
Then there were...
Karasana simji mangbo depchegla jisu zonwa tang mangbo nyambo sarcheba yukare.
Help and defeat. So one person may help a great number of people or defeat a great number of people. So here, through the interaction of a person, the interaction with other people, then they that person may either help or defeat others. Now, in terms of helping or caring for others, there is the gift of Dharma, which relates to explaining and teaching the Dharma. One may help or take care of others in this way, or one may help or take care of others through giving material things, through helping them with material things. Then there is defeat, which may relate to argumenting with others or actually fighting with others in a war. So one may defeat somebody verbally, or one may defeat somebody in war, for example.
Donc le troisième
et quatrième. Pembate, jigba le joba soji pin doba. Pena, simchi mambul and jigba yona. Jigba de le joba roba sena, mujig roba sena, tumong the pin doba. Pin doba the tumong the joba. Tene, noba seba, dungdek so seba. Tene, mokahike, simchi mambul at dungdek sena, young noba de tumong the joba. Dungdek so noba seba, seba tang, tuba.
Then there are benefit and harm. Benefit relates to, for example, protecting others. So protecting others from fear, from fearful situations. So independence upon one person protecting many, then the experience of the benefit will be shared with others, shared by many. Then there is harm, which may relate to that one person beats up a great number of other people or other beings. Now, that harm, which is produced by one person, the experience of that harm or that phenomenon, that dharma, is then shared by many.
Et donc le couple
pas tout le monde de jorpa tan chung chi pas tout le monde de jorpa ni de karasana tu pas so ji go ne tu pas lob jong se pas so ji go ni yin tin tout le monde de ji pa ta ben na sam ba de nin ji nin ji gom tap tu pas la tin ne sem ji mang bo la sam ba de nin ji ji pa yin no de yin tin tout le monde de ji pa re de ne ta wa ngai ba Tangin tenpa tang, tawa ngenpa tenpa tang, chakpa so jipe, teni semjien mangpo, junjien to sepa ne. Tangin tenpa ta, tawa ngenpa, tawa ngenpa tawa dukja, semjien la nepa se na chuyenpa la sopa. Tawa ngenpa tena, semjien mangpo tawa ngenpa chakpa junjipa. Chakpa so jipa, teni jike, Kansa jik le tene senjien mangpo la chakpa so se de chakpa ngun su me de khedang la so pa jipe junjien to se pa de tene junjien junji pa tu mong to jor pa.
Then there are qualities and defects. As we saw, many people may develop qualities, good qualities, through studying with one person. So this positive quality occurring through studies is then something shared by many, though it is produced or generated in dependence upon one person only. So through people interacting, then in this way, something like good qualities becomes a phenomenon or an experience shared by many. Then there are defects such as mistaken views, wrong views. If, for example, a person teaches that to harm others is something positive, then if many adopt this attitude, this viewpoint, then in dependence upon the teachings of this one person, a wrong view will be something shared by many. Then there are other defects such as attachment, aversion, and so on. Again, such faults or defects may be produced in dependence upon a single person and as a result become something which is shared by many, a common experience or a common attitude.
Namne se jete ta kongda mambu hiye song te namne. Tumong wa te nam ne, parur pu dakin se khen, parur po te ni dakin le ya gore, dakin se ya koje kare sa na, kirtan mikin re te sirur tong to ma dro pa, ar te yang, mikin te so yang rang ke sem tan yin pe se na dakin le ya re. Nam ne, tumong ke nam wa te nam ne, par, te nam ne, Parupu, dakin sekin, kirtan mikin re. Yina yang dakin yin ba de dakin seke de mega wang ki kena, mega wang bo de dakin re, yor te mikin re. Mikin de dakin de kya ba de, yor te da siru de madro ba, semza yin ba ser na dakin de kya ba re.
Sem yin ba
chi? Re. Sem le yin me ba ser na. Siru ton do, mikin te da siru ton do, Tondo Madropa, Semza in Besena, Rangla Yobare, Parupu Dakim Sekin, Rang Juje, Ranju Juju Juju Tso Sete, Ranju Juteni Juju Tso Sete, Devo Tumong Bajik Trope, Tumong to Jobin Devo Jik Jobatani, tumon wa hiv sade. Tani tom sade. Dekar.
Rangi gyugi chö ki gyugi tso uchi.
Re.
De rangi gyugi chö, chö de chik tsik remang tsik.
Rangi gyugi pena rangi gyugi rangi gyugi chö chik sena chik. Chu six in the grid. You let it the country someone here, did you so say? Dama, so a jigger, controls and a jig here now, then a kanga condo jigger. What the end was it? Chuji, you so was it? There were two more what jig drupa, ne, drupa chani, two more is. There kanga la condo jigger. Yeah. Marabe, that desolate laway on, sir.
So, those. That is common dharmas or experiences shared with others. Then are explained as follows. Now, as we saw, another person is then the dominant condition for producing a certain effect. Now, normally, the dominant condition relates to a perceived object, an object, and the dominant condition relates to the sense faculty that perceives this object. Here, the dominant condition, is another person. It is presented as such because here in this text it is taught that all phenomena are mental projections. All phenomena are but mind. There are no externally existing objects. Therefore, another person is referred to or said to be the dominant condition. Now, the principal cause is in relation to one experience then, a specific quality in one's own mind, one's own continuum, such as, for example, anger. The anger within one's own mind is then the principal cause. The anger is triggered off by the anger of another person, the other person being the dominant condition, and as a result, anger is produced within many people, at which point this specific dharma, namely anger, becomes an experience shared by many, and in this sense, a common dharma or a phenomenon shared with others, an experience shared with others.
Et donc dans ce contexte,
Tani to Jujin Teta Tsokwen Deva Teta Tropa Yin Yang Kam der Mikin Maze Pa Tonla Daku Joki Mepe Dakin Himepe Nambar Rekpa Tsamne Sem Tsamne Yenbe Mlan yin do, semtan yin be, mikin to churpa, mikin ji yor to churpa, serer sedon madrop, serer ton do madrop patan. Seno so, se no so, tumong tar nawa namjang, tumong do nawa namjang, mlam yin do nang, nambar rekpe zoncha, nambar rekpe zoncha le, yin do mepe na, tumong we sedong ma drop ten ba yin no de kap se tene tumong we sedong ma drop ten ba re mulam na ki
dan la da su kyu tan la de paro ko ko
gi de ba ne be me kin te ton la da ku jo da kin se me song a
la re yin ne dan se gi ti tsi te paro ko la
ton ngne la se gre na chot de me kin ta de na na ya ton de da kin re ma to me kin se ro de tro ba ya ma re ton de da kin Rere, Malang je pek ya so, Malang to kondo sana, dral kondo sana, dral je mekin ta dun tona ya, dral de surur de me pa rang sim yin bese na, rang tene, rang mek wangbo le, mekhi che wa yin da da kin res.
Tene, tani tu gyu ken,
dera tsokpa, dregu dera dropa yin kyang, tani tu dropa. Tani zang to ju jen tsokpa le songa re, ena ton to ngane se na, surur de mekin me ba re.
So then, on a relative level, or nominally, then through the coming together of causes and conditions, an effect is produced. So one may say that on a relative level, an effect then exists. This then can be demonstrated through reasoning, and generally then objects or effects are related to as objective conditions in terms of the producing or arising of a consciousness. Though here, as we saw, objects such as another person is referred to as the dominant condition, since it is taught or pointed out that all phenomena are nothing but mental projections that have no external existence. So if one dreams of an enemy, the dream image is not referred to as the objective condition, since it is taught, and in this situation, the dream situation, it is obvious that the dream image of an enemy has no external existence. Similarly, in terms of this tradition, it is taught that phenomena have no external existence. Therefore, the perception of objects, such as another person, is referred to as the dominant condition. The dominant condition, as we saw, would otherwise relate to the sense faculty. So externally appearing objects, such as the external world, is something shared with others, as was mentioned this morning. Though the appearance of the external world, in actual fact, has no external existence. It is nothing but a mental projection. It's a facet of the consciousness which is externally oriented. So these dharmas here are shared with others, though one should understand that these dharmas shared with others have no external existence, since they are nothing but the manifestations of the perceiving consciousness.
Redam, tahi tur somba tajuri. Tajur te seno jinjikin tumonge tumong tada nawatan. Nang juje simjinje kanji chu tumonga ba mangu hesoa. Tumong tada nawa te mikin soma yapar, dakin su yakwa chuchin. Tumong was sedon madropar temba inte?
La.
Tumong was sedon madropar. Tumong was sedon madropar temba.
Tumong
was sedon madropar temba. Tumong was sedon de. Tumong was sedon madropar temba inte? Nang number represent chale in the maybe tempis. Tandis one.
Sinu gidikten tumong taptu langvatan, nang chu semchen
kikang. Semchen ji chu tumong da nang.
Mi kien su ma shakpa.
Da kien su yakpa chu jin. Tumong wa sidong ma dropar tenpa yinde. Nang ke nambar rikpa. Zonchali yin the mebes.
Timong way see the madropa yinde.
Madropa temba yinde. Nang number rip zonchali yin the meber tembes. Oh, there.
So then there is the third way of explaining a specific subject in the form of a syllogism or a logical argument. So there is then the subject of the syllogism or argument. Here that relates to presenting the appearance of the external world, which is something shared with others, and the different types of beings. The realms of beings, as we saw this morning, that relates to the external environment and the different types of beings. In these different types of state, that these dharmas relate to the or are the dominant condition, is then the subject of the argument. And it was taught or pointed out that these common dharmas have no external existence, being nothing but the manifestations of the perceiving consciousness, which is externally oriented. So it is for that reason that these common dharmas, or dharmas that are shared with others, are referred to as the dominant condition, or as earth-dominant condition. Dharmas, external environments, and sentient beings are normally presented as objective conditions. In this tradition, they are not. They are referred to as the dominant condition because they are nothing but the manifestations of the perceiving consciousness. As has been pointed out, they have no these common dharmas have no external existence, being nothing but the manifestations of the perceiving consciousness which is externally oriented.
Very nice.
If one dreams of a snake and as a result is filled with fear, then it may appear as though the snake is the objective condition, though in actual fact it isn't, since it's nothing but the manifestation of the perceiving consciousness. Therefore, it's referred to as the dominant condition and not the objective condition. In brief, which is the fourth way of explaining something. Anyway.
So
as we have seen a number of times, this starts to become an experience shared with many. Pardon? What did you say?
You have to say it.
Yes.
One more time.
You want to share my experience?
Yes, please.
Anyway.
There
are common dharmas, such as external environment.
Tanda. Game of the Cheranza Kanga, game of your date, and a young to Mount the Jibar.
Not Sabay.
To same change to Mount the Jew.
As we have seen, there are common dharmas such as external environment and dharmas shared with many sentient beings or shared with other sentient beings, also referred to as common. As we have seen, they are not referred to as the objective condition, but the dominant condition. As we have also seen, this is because these dharmas are nothing but the manifestations of the perceiving consciousness. This then shows that there are no externally existing objects. For this reason, these dharmas are referred to as the dominant condition, there being no externally existing objective condition.
Donc en résumé, les
Yeah,